Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two guests I've been looking forward to talking to all week long. Steve Bakunas, director, designer, producer, also an actor, and Owen Dunn, playwright, and they are here to tell us about the latest happenings with the play Positions. Owen Dunn's first play, which had its world premiere in Wilmington at the Red Barn Studio Theater earlier this year, and his very first play is going to off-Broadway. So we'll be talking about that today. Steve and Owen, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about Positions. Talk about the journey of this play, how it all began.
So I basically wrote the play last year during the summer, wrote it pretty quickly. I put it aside for a few months, and then last December I took another look at it and made some changes, and then I dropped it off in the mailbox of the Red Barn. And Steve called me about 2 weeks later, said he loved it and wanted to put it on.
And you were a bit surprised, Steve, because lots of things get dropped off in your mailbox that don't get that don't get that next step, I imagine.
Yeah, that's correct. No, usually a lot of plays come, but they need a lot of work. And I'm just usually not in that mode of spending all that time and effort and, right. You know, to do that, because the barn is just one aspect of my life. So,
right.
But no, I came home from being away, and we were just home for a short time, and I saw the play, and I was going to pass it on to have someone else read it. But I thought, well, I'll give it a courtesy read. And you can usually tell within the first 10 pages. And I couldn't put it down.
Wow.
So I wanted to get a reading of it, and I got the actors that I thought were appropriate for the roles, and invited Owen to the house, and I listened to it out loud, and I said, I want to do this play.
Wow. Owen, tell us about the play, what it's about, and Steve, explain to us what drew you to it. What was it that made you not able to put it down? Owen.
Well, you know, simply put, it's about marriage and sex in marriage, and this couple, they're in their mid-40s or so, and they have a couple of kids, and their sex life has hit a plateau. So the husband comes up with this idea of doing all these different sexual positions and have a lot of fun with it. And the first act is, I think, very funny.
It is. Yeah.
And that's one thing that I learned from the first run of it, was that, whoa, people really enjoy this. It's very funny. But what happens in the second act is that Leo, the lead character, does something that's quite unexpected. And then act two, we look at his spiral downwards from his actions, and it's pretty dark. That's one thing I wanted to correct this time around, is I wanted to make it less dark and, you know, add more comedy. So at this point, it's kind of like I would call it a tragicomedy, you know?
Okay, yeah. So you have reworked that second act.
Well, the great thing about having it the first run was that I was able to see it for over the course of 5 weeks and say, you know what, if I could do this again, I would change this and I would change that. And a couple of things that I wanted to change, one was the ending. And the second thing that was really important to me to change was the length. It ran on for about an hour and 50 minutes. And then, you know, Steve came to me one day towards the end of the run and said, hey, listen, man, I want to bring this to New York. And I was like, great. I get to rewrite it. So that was the process.
Good. Now, tell us about when it's going to New York and how that happened.
We open October 10th, and it runs for 2 weeks. It's at the Times Square Arts Center on 43rd and 8th. We're actually a block from Spider-Man, which is nice. Get the overflow traffic.
There you go.
I just felt like, you know, our move to New York, Linda's been working a lot more, getting a lot more opportunities. You know, some things are happening for me. But I thought, I'm not really connected to the community in the way that I am connected here. People don't know me, and certainly people wouldn't, out of the blue, give me the kind of opportunities that I give myself at the barn. You know, I direct, I act, I produce, I design, I basically do, you know, the things I like and I feel that I'm capable of. And it would be a lot harder up there to try to get a job because people don't know my work. So basically, for me, it's a calling card, because I have to design the set, the lights, the music. I'm writing music for it. I'm directing it. I'm producing it. It's basically, you know, a one-man show. Budgetary reasons, partially. But also, it's the opportunity for me to say, you know, these are some of the things I can do. Can I play up here? So that's part of my motivation. But also, I think it's a great play, and I think Owen's a really talented writer, and I would like to expose him to, you know, an audience up there that can appreciate what I saw in his writing. And the first thing that struck me was the dialogue, the real people talking. And usually when people send plays, it's contrived. It's it's an idea of what they think people talk like. But, you know, when you go to a play and you hear this dialogue in some place, you go, wow, I've never heard that dialogue in life. You know, it doesn't duplicate anything out of reality that I know. And Owen was able to really capture two people going through a real experience and trying to deal with those issues in a real way. And it's fascinating. And the rewrites are, I am so grateful. He's gone through a lot, really made a valiant effort to make me happy. And I'm very happy. And the actors are happy. And
if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Steve Bakunas, director and designer for Positions, and Owen Dunn, the playwright of Positions, his first play that had a very good run at the Red Barn Studio Theater earlier this year and is about to go to Off-Broadway for another run. It stars Mike O'Neill and Michelle Gagliano, as it did earlier this year, and there is one new actress stepping into a role in the second act, Anna Stromberg, who you may have seen on the stage at the Red Barn Studio Theater in Boston Marriage. She's done lots of other theater in town here, but she does live in New York now. Mm-hmm. She is wonderful.
Yes, she is.
I imagine she's bringing lots of great new energy to the play as well. Now, let's talk a little bit about the local run, because you are going to do a short run here in town before you take it to New York, right?
Yes, we open next Thursday, the 27th, and we run Thursday through Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3, and then the following week, Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock. And then we break down the set and I load it into a truck. And Sunday I start driving up to New York.
And one of the things I loved about the show, your sets are always so ingenious, Steve. It's incredible. There's the bedroom of the couple, mm-hmm. of Leo and Hillary, and it just looks like a real bedroom in a real apartment owned by, you know, this couple with their kids. And then you move into another set in the second act, and it's like right next to it, but somehow that kind of one wall folds in, and mm-hmm. then there's a little park scene as well. It's wonderful in the limited space you have at the Red Barn Studio Theater, how tight that is and how much you can fit in. Is the theater you're going to in New York City approximately the same size?
The stage is about 10 feet narrower, so I had to redesign the whole set. But I still have the moving wall and it folding in, and it's just the configuration of the beds are different. I like it better, actually, because the blocking of the actors, you know, the positioning of the actors is different, and it opened up a lot more for me as far as the play was concerned, too. So it's great. I mean, it's the opportunity to take a play and work it and then try it again and work some new things and come at it at a different perspective. It's been really beneficial.
Now, Owen, will you go along to New York City and be there for the opening?
Yeah. I'll be up there for a week. I'm going to bring my wife and two of my three children. Oh. We rent an apartment in Brooklyn, so we're going to enjoy the city. It's a good reason for a vacation. And I'm looking forward to seeing the new version of it and, just meeting some people, hopefully. One of the hard things about being a playwright or a writer is getting people to read your work. It is challenging, and Steve mentioned earlier on that he reads 10 pages of a play, and it can be difficult to reel somebody in 10 pages. So mm-hmm. It's about meeting the right people. You know, I got lucky this time around with Steve. It was good timing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that next time I'll get lucky. So
right.
You will.
Yeah, I really think you're a wonderful writer, Owen, and I'm so glad that your play has been successful so far, and I anticipate further success, and I hope you do make those connections, both of you, you know, getting settled in New York for you, Steve, and getting your career started off to a really good beginning there in New York as well, Owen.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, absolutely, and you guys had a lot of courage and a lot of excitement going into this, and I think it's going to be wonderful. I enjoyed the show so much when I saw it, and it's earlier run here.
Oh, you're going to love it now.
I really got to get myself a ticket. If you would like to see Positions in its limited run from September 27th through October 6th here in Wilmington at the Red Barn Studio Theater, here's the phone number to call and get your ticket, 762-0955. The New York City run is October 10th through 21st, and if you get up there for that, I would send you to this website to get all the information you need, Red Barn Studio Theater. R-E on the end of that, .com. RedBarnStudioTheater.com to find out about tickets for the show in Wilmington or in New York City, and to read more about Positions and more about what Steve and Linda are up to and what Owen is up to. And I just want to say again, I'm very excited for both of you, and I wish you both much success.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for
having us. Absolutely. This is WHQR.